The Eagles set up and brought the ball in, moving it down the court but protecting it, determined that if a shot got off, it would be theirs. 39 seconds. I was at my house after work having a few beers, and I heard somebody outside singing. I don't know why, but it irritated the shit out of me, so I picked up this 38 and yanked open the door. Nobody. He glanced at me. Pouring rain, and there was nobody there. So I started to go back in when I saw this girl standing under the streetlight in the corner. The rain just coming down in sheets. She was wearing a hoodie, so I couldn't see her face, but the way she stood, I knew. I mean, part of me knew it was her. There was some part of me that wasn't sure, though, you know? So I yell at her, "What are you doing in this neighborhood this time of night?" And she sings, "Bring me back." He turned, staring at me. "How'd you know that?" "Go on." So I yell at her as I start across the street and tell her I don't know what she's talking about, and she starts singing again. "I don't belong here." "Shut up, man." He choked a sob, roughly wiping his eyes. "Have I told you this story?" "Go on." He wasn't sure how to continue at this point, but stammered. "Yeah, well, I started yelling at her there in the pouring down rain, in the middle of the street, saying, 'Yeah, you don't belong here, in this neighborhood, and you need to get the hell out of here.' I'm getting closer to her, and that part of me knows who she is, and I just stopped. It was like my legs were trying to give way. My knees just started letting go, and I was embarrassed that I was carrying the gun, so I stuck it into the waistband of my jeans. I stood there looking at her and started reaching my arms out to her, and she said, 'I want to go home.'" He turned to me. "What the fuck?" I still couldn't look at him. Howard Schiller and his bunch involved in all of this. "I knew Schiller from inside and from work, and he said he and his boys could provide some protection if it was needed, so I hired them when Jaya started getting those same notes." Number 7 took the pass just past half court, dribbling determinedly as Jaya backed away, making sure the opposing player couldn't slip by, but giving her an opening to shoot from distance if she had the nerve. 28 seconds. I asked a friend of mine who figured out that it was them that had started writing the notes to Jeannie. Killed her and then started again with Jaya, just the same protection shit they'd done up in Deer Lodge. 22 seconds. Jaya's head dropped as she stood there like a bulwark at the side of the key, and you could see the Navajo girl thinking about it. During the entire time I had seen Number 7 play, which had been limited, she hadn't taken any outside shots. Had Jaya sensed it too? Would the girl take a chance on what could be the last shot of the game? So, they killed Jeannie that night. The van broke down. 19 seconds. Number 7 hesitated and almost brought the ball up for the shot, but instead drove. Her timing was off because of Jaya, but she seemed determined as she approached the defender, looking as though she was prepared to power right through her. "Schiller swore it wasn't him, but I knew better, so I killed both of them." "That doesn't make sense, Jimmy. Why would they kill Jeannie? She wasn't any use to them dead." 17 seconds. Jaya prepared for the collision, but at the last instant, the Navajo player bounced the ball to the center at the baseline. Jaya's hand shot out, but not quickly enough, and it looked like the game was about to be over. "She found out it was them that was writing the notes." He let out a sob. "She was so smart. She was so smart, man. And brave. Jeannie knew it was them, and she confronted Schiller." He swallowed and continued. "Besides, I had an inside man." 15 seconds. Only one problem. It was the wrong center who grabbed the pass. Rosie Blackwolf stepped from the crowd, in the paint, almost from nowhere, and simply caught the ball at her knees, knowing she couldn't get free and that it was unlikely she would outrun anyone. She did what she did best and reared back in order to chuck the ball down court like a shot putter. "This Silent A?" "Yeah." "Marty Small song?" 12 seconds. Jaya had the advantage of being the farthest up court and happened to be facing the right direction when the ball soared over her head and the race was on with the Navajo Number 7 right on top of her. The ball bounced once near the center court and Jaya was on it, palming it forward and running with every ounce of force he could muster. "You're going to have to find that one out on your own, lawman," If you live long enough.